Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when you're stuck in a loop of resentment? Like anger or hurt from someone else's actions keeps replaying in your head, making it hard to move on? We've all been there, trust me. Today, we're diving into something super important, cultivating forgiveness and understanding. This isn't about letting people off the hook, folks. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment that can drag you down. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It just ends up hurting you more in the long run. Here's the deal. Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go of that anger, to choose compassion over bitterness. But trust me, the payoff is huge. When you forgive someone, you're not doing them any favors. You're doing yourself a massive favor. Think about it. Resentment weighs heavy on your soul, but forgiveness lightens the load. Now, I'm not saying forgiveness happens overnight. It's a process, a journey, and sometimes it takes time to work through those feelings. But every step you take towards understanding and letting go is a victory. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we navigate this together. 1. Empathy is your superpower. Ever try putting yourself in someone else's shoes? It might feel uncomfortable at first, but it can be incredibly powerful. People often act out of hurt, fear, or insecurity. Recognizing that beneath the surface, everyone is fighting their own battles can make a world of difference in how you react to their actions. 2. Communication is key. Talking things out doesn't always have to be a confrontation. Sometimes, just expressing your feelings honestly and openly can help bridge the gap. You might be surprised by what you learn about the other person's perspective. 3. Let go of expectations. Here's a tough one. Sometimes people won't apologize, or they won't change their behavior. Accepting that reality can be freeing. Holding on to expectations for an apology or a different outcome just keeps you stuck in the past. 4. Practice self-compassion. Remember, forgiveness isn't just about others, it's also about forgiving yourself. We all make mistakes. Be kind to yourself, learn from your experiences, and move forward with grace. 5. Focus on the positive. This might seem counterintuitive, but focusing on the good things in your life can actually help shift your perspective. Remember those moments of joy, gratitude, and love? They matter. Think about a time when you held on to anger or resentment. How did it make you feel? Now imagine letting go of that weight. How would you feel? Lighter? Freer? More at peace? I bet you've been there, feeling like someone just messed up big time and your world is spinning off its axis. Maybe they betrayed your trust, said something hurtful, or acted in a way that just left you feeling angry and disrespected. You know the drill, replaying every detail in your head, letting those negative emotions consume you. It's like being stuck in a bad movie on repeat, right? But here's the thing, holding on to that anger only hurts you in the long run. Think about it like this. You're carrying around this heavy backpack filled with resentment and bitterness, but every step forward just feels heavier and harder. And for what? To keep yourself trapped in the past? Okay, so let's recap the most important points. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment. It takes courage, empathy, and a willingness to see things from another perspective. Remember, letting go is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. And when you choose to forgive, you open yourself up to greater peace, joy, and connection with others. So, what's one small step you can take today towards cultivating forgiveness? Maybe it's writing down your feelings, practicing self-compassion, or even just taking a few deep breaths to calm your mind. Remember, every little effort counts. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words, and leave a review if you found it helpful. Until next time, keep spreading the love, folks, and remember, forgiveness is always worth it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.